Good morning, you. No, I haven't been up long. No, I wasn't. I was not staring. No, I don't usually do things like this either. I blame the alcohol. And maybe you. Yes, you. You looked so good last night. You were such a sweet talker. And then you started buying me drinks. The fact that I'm here is all your fault. Oh, no. I'm not complaining. It feels like you're not too upset about it either. No. Let's not get up just yet. Why are you in such a hurry to get away? We can go get breakfast later. I'd rather keep you right here. Oh, I think I can definitely convince you. Yeah, my head hurts a little bit, too. Oh, yours is that bad? Oh, poor baby. Do you want some ibuprofen? Maybe some water, too? No, don't get up. Stay right here. I'll go get it. Be right back. Here you go. How did I... Doesn't everyone keep medicine in the kitchen? Well, yeah, I guess the bathroom, but I don't know. That's where I keep mine, so I figured that's where yours was. Better? Good. I know another really great hangover cure. I'm wearing your shirt. You don't mind, do you? It got chilly in here last night, so I just grabbed it and lost? I don't think it's a shirt you lost. I just pulled it out of a drawer. Right here. Okay, how about I take it off? So about that headache. No. No touching. Let me take care of you. Arms above your head. Close your eyes and I'll just trail my fingers along your chest, across your shoulders, up these arms. Soft kisses up your jaw. Stretch my body over yours. Does that feel good, baby? Now, let me just... What do you mean? I've got to keep you still somehow. Besides, when we talked about it last night, you thought handcuffs would be hot. Especially when I told you how I would... slide down your body, just like this. Sit on your thighs. Every inch of you looks perfect enough to taste. The handcuffs? I had them in my purse. No, Not always, but I just had a feeling. Now stop pretending like you don't like it. Yes. You look so delicious, helpless like that. Relax your legs, baby. Here, I'll massage your thighs for you. Pushing my thumbs in and up. One of my favorite spots on you is right here, where your thigh meets your hip. I just want to run my tongue all the way up and down each side. Maybe stop and suck for a little bit. The skin there is just so sensitive. Now, what if I just... Not struggling anymore, are we? You like the way my hand feels on your cock? You like the long, slow strokes? Stopping just long enough to run my thumb along the underside of your... baby, that moan. You like that? What if I twist just a little and squeeze? Yes. Yes, I'd love to hear you. Fuck, you make me want to taste you. I'm gonna slide down now. Keep those legs still, or I'm gonna have to secure those to the bed too. No, not in my purse, but I can make good use of your belts and ties. Now, shh. You don't want to miss out on all these little sucking kisses. All the way up. Oh, fuck, I love your cock. Good. Better than I ever imagined you would. Yeah, I've thought about this so many times. Shh. No talking. I only want to hear those moans, baby. Fuck, I don't think I can wait anymore. Just having you in my mouth has my pussy so wet. Let me take these off. Oh my god, you feel so good against me. You want me to uncuff you? No, baby, you're all mine, just like this. Besides, I know you like it. Oh, my little cunt. Grinding into you. I'm gonna fuck you now. I'm gonna fuck you the way I wanna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you the way you deserve to be fucked. I might just fuck you until you scream. Oh. Oh, you feel even better than you did last night. Oh, you fill me right up. Fuck. Fuck. You feel so good. Yeah, so fucking good. I knew this was how it would be. I want you to come for me, baby. I know you want to touch me, but I'm not going to uncuff you, so stop asking. It just makes me want to ride you harder. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I want you to come. I want you to come inside me. No. No, no, no. Don't worry about it. Shh. It's okay. I want you to come inside me. What? I said it's fine. You know what? Since you won't stop talking, open up. Can you taste me on those panties? No, no. Keep them in there. I can tell you like it. I can feel how hard you are, baby. Fuck. What if I just slipped a hand around your throat? Yes. I knew you'd like that. I always thought you would be a kinky fuck. And if I lean forward just a little, so I come almost all the way off you, and then just sink back down. Remember we used to talk about this? How it would be? You always wanted to be on top. What's wrong, baby? I know you might feel a little confused right now, but I promise everything's gonna be fine. I'm just gonna keep fucking you like this until we can come together. Okay, just a little bit longer. Fuck. Fuck. This is even better than last night. Oh, better than I ever dreamed it would be. Baby, easy. Easy now. I don't want to see you choke. Open your eyes. Open your eyes and look at me. I want to see you come, baby. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it. Fuck, fuck, I'm close too. Fuck, yes. Yes, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes, come with me. Come on, baby. Oh, oh. Inside me for a while, okay? Just in case. Okay. What? In case of what? Well, I want to make sure every drop of you stays inside me. I mean, we can do this again if it doesn't take this time, but... Excuse me? Yeah. Of course that's what I mean. Oh, baby, you're gonna need to slow down. Calm down. You're slurring your words a little and... Oh? Maybe that's just the drugs kicking in. Thank God. For a minute there, I thought you were upset. Oh. Didn't anyone ever teach you not to take candy from strangers? Well, since you wanna know... I... knew you wouldn't recognize me in the bar, since I never used my real picture on my chat account, but, it's me. Remember? I mean, it's been a few months, and even though you just, well, you ghosted me, it's not like you'd forget me. We talked every day for months. I was hoping to talk to you about this when you were, a little more with it, but you were so eager to get out of bed. Oh, you need to slow down, honey. I can't understand you like that. No. No, I know you don't mean that. Shh. You just needed to know me. That's all. That's fine. I mean, I would have thought after a couple months you'd understand how serious it was, but then I realized when you disappeared you were just scared of commitment. So I did my research and I found you. I know it's a little... I'm not crazy. Don't say that. That sounds so intense. I mean, it would have been easier if you hadn't blocked me, but you didn't make yourself hard to find either. Your work, your place, your friends, and your schedule, it was all so predictable. Then, when I heard you talking to your mom on the phone the other day about getting serious with someone and wanting to start a family, I realized you were too scared to do it. And it felt like time for me to make a move. Oh, sweetheart. You look so sleepy now. Close your eyes. It's fine. We can talk more later. Let me just... There. That should be more comfortable. Now, I'm going to leave you cuffed because you still seem a little confused and panicked, and we don't want that now, do we? We don't want you to get hurt. You sleep. Maybe we can do this again when you wake up. You know, just in case. Your mom is going to be so excited.